Now, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie heard what I had to say about the Invictus medals and our athletes, and she's actually called in on the open line number. Senator Lambie, welcome back to Drive.
Oh, hello. How are you? That's so bizarre because I thought we were giving them as a Christmas gift and then I thought they would have gone for Anzac Day. What's the hold-up, Jim?
Well, I think it's bureaucrats. And so this has been signed off. It's been agreed to 3 years ago by the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, yep. by the then opposition leader, Bill Shorten, then Defence Minister at the time, Maurice Payne. The Governor-General at the time was in support of it. It's been signed off by the Queen at the end of last year. And yet we're in June, 6 months on, and they still haven't got the damn medals.
Oh, is it? What, has the Mint gone on strike? Is it where they're making them at the Mint, mate? Has it gone on strike or something? Did I miss yesterday's news? Or
no, no, no. I mean,
this is shameful. This is, you know, this is really shameful. I'm starting to get really annoyed with the way that they treat the military people up here, especially the government. You know, it sits there on Anzac Day, it shows up, it says always thank you and all the rest, but really when you need it to count, just for even for little things like this, they're just not making it count at all. You know, it's like last on their agenda, and you wonder why there's suicides and that going on, saying, I've been waiting for my medal long enough, mate. You know, I'm not that well. I've been through the Invictus Games. I've been through the up and downs. It helped me with my depression. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not training for that anymore. So you've got to go through all that rigmarole with your mental health too, by the way, when you're going through the Invictus Games. Because once they're over, what do you do next? You know, so there's all that. And then we're still waiting for our medals. Well, yeah, if that's not disrespectful in itself, I don't know what is. Now, what is their excuse?
Well, they're trying to get answers. I spoke to Sergeant Peter Rudland, who's been amazing in trying to make this happen. I mean, that's not even a military medal. We're not talking about a Victoria Cross. We're not. It's a sports medal that our Olympians were gifted in 2000 after the Sydney Games. And good luck to them. That's great. But these are our men and women where they've turned to adaptive sports. They've got their own mental health issues and challenges. The adaptive sports and the Invictus, the whole movement's helped them. They've been promised these sports medals after an incredible event, inspiring performances. And the promise was made 3 years ago, and they're still waiting.
Yeah, that's quite disgraceful, actually. I think I'll have something to say about that on the floor tonight as well, mate. So I'm just about had enough of it as well. So, but like you said, it's not a difficult process. It's not like we're doing a Teddy Sheen here where it's got to go through the Honours and Awards Tribunal or anything like this, mate. Something as simple and the lovely gesture that it is not going to be a lovely gesture in the end because, quite frankly, the rigmarole it's taken to get these medals that they still haven't gone, it just blows me away. And you think, if you can't organise that, how the bloody hell are you running a country? Honestly, mate.
Yeah, well, shake your head, Territory. I know Parliament's sitting this week and you're sitting tonight in the Senate. If you can raise it, and please stay on the case, because I know you've been very supportive of this. They just want to know when they'll get... They've been promised, the Queen signed off, they should have their medals in their hot little hands, but they're still waiting. And I just think it's so disrespectful and insulting to men and women who have sacrificed so much.
Well, I'm surprised too, but I mean, we've got a new Minister of Defence. You'd think that Peter Dutton out there would be trying to make his mark. So anything as simple as this, I'd have made this happen by now. I wouldn't have been letting this slip under the radar. You've got Assistant Minister Hastie up there. If they want to start making their mark, let's make it. It'd be a good idea to give, especially with Andrew Hastie out there, make sure your mates get their medals that they've earned for those Invictus Games. That'd be the right thing to do, mate.
Well, I hope Mrs. Hastie and also Minister Dutton, who has certainly hit the ground running, can look at this and go, you know what, our men and women who have served our country with great distinction deserve better. Jackie, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Always. Thank you so much for having me on, Jim. I'll get onto that right now.
Good on you. Thank you. That's Independent Senator Jackie Lambie.